For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Stunned by bipartisan criticism of his performance in Helsinki, President Trump is now walking back a controversial comment. During the Helsinki press conference, the president said this about Russian interference in the 2016 election.
President Putin, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
Now the president is saying he misspoke.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia.
But then, in his effort to clarify the statement, he added, it could be other people too. The president also says he supports the intelligence community assessment that Russia did interfere in the election. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Stunned by bipartisan criticism of his performance in Helsinki, President Trump is now walking back a controversial comment. During the Helsinki press conference, the president said this about Russian interference in the 2016 election.
President Putin, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
Now the president is saying he misspoke.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia.
But then, in his effort to clarify the statement, he added, it could be other people too. The president also says he supports the intelligence community assessment that Russia did interfere in the election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Some tourists in Hawaii were injured when a lava explosion sent rocks flying into their boat. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
After more than 2 months of eruptions from Kilauea volcano, lava bombs are still sending giant rocks into the air. Hawaii Fire Battalion Chief Matthias Kush says one has injured several people on a tour boat.
Primarily soft tissue injuries. There was one obvious femur fracture.
Since May, the volcano has destroyed more than 700 homes. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Twitter is cleaning out more suspicious accounts. The suspension of those 58 million Twitter accounts highlights the company's newly aggressive stance against malicious or suspicious accounts in the wake of the Russia disinformation efforts during the presidential campaign. The number of suspended accounts originated with Twitter's Firehose, a data stream it makes available to academics, companies, and others willing to pay for it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An elite group of celebrities have acquired not only fame, but also big fortunes as well. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Forbes has released its list of the world's highest paid celebrities. Floyd Mayweather is at the top of the list, followed by George Clooney, Kylie Jenner, Judy Shenlin, Dwayne Rock Johnson, U2, and Coldplay. The world's 100 top-earning entertainers pulled in a combined $6.3 billion in pre-tax over the past 12 months. That's up 22% from last year.